is Mary Lou from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Josh Keenum from Canton, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Stephanie from Canton, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm George from Madrid, Spain, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Cliff Johnson from Jersey, and you all are listening to Concert Blast.
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with
Mike Arnold
and Tom Thompson.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
Hey, guys.
Oh, we're so glad to be back. We're on our way back from Atlanta, Georgia, where we witnessed a phenomenal show last night by Lenny Kravitz and who else, Mike?
Aerosmith.
The Aero Boys, yes.
They still have it, don't they, guys?
Man,
oh, yeah.
I don't have
my voice, but they still have their talent.
Yes, they do. I mean, it's amazing how well performers they still are nowadays.
Yeah, and I know Thomas was, of the three of us, I'd say, he was the most dying of the three of us if we wouldn't have got in there last night.
I was determined. I didn't care if I had to go by myself. I was still going to go.
Yeah, but let's talk about how we did get in.
That's true. That's pretty cool.
I was going to say, Mike used, obviously, the most ingenuity where Tom and I just dug deeper in our pockets.
Well, Tom, he used good ingenuity to get to the tickets that y'all had to buy.
Exactly.
So talk about that, Tom, how you did that.
Well, Mike thought of a great idea that, you know what, probably could get a fairly decent price on a couple tickets if we go through eBay. So we got
on the day of the show.
On the day of the show, that's right. So that morning we went on and saw that there were tickets out there that go anywhere from $151 to $300-something. Yeah. We're like, okay, well, we'll just send a few messages, you know, email messages to some of these people. And it was about 10 of them we had emailed and said, hey, we're looking for some tickets, not willing to pay full value of it, but, you know, if you want to be able to give us a pretty good deal, give us a call. And sure enough, it wasn't 5 minutes later, this girl calls us up and said, hey, I got two tickets. Are you willing to pay XX amount of dollars? And I said, nope, we're not. We want something that's going to be good seats, but a little bit below the price of the value of the tickets. She called back because it was her sister's tickets and ended up saying, yep, we can have them for, what was it, $225 for two tickets?
$225, so it's $112.50.
And the normal price was like almost $140 with all the handling fees.
Exactly.
And everything.
Exactly.
So you did a really good job on that.
So we got it started, and then we're like, okay, Mike, we got to find you a ticket.
I just needed one ticket.
Just one ticket, then.
You just wanted it in the building.
Yeah, I just wanted it in the door. I don't care what I said. I'll maneuver my way around the arena to the stage if I have to.
Exactly.
And they had it pretty tightened down. I mean, I had to wait till the ushers had turned their heads and got busy with somebody else, as I kept walking right by them. But,
and you ended up sitting right next to your sister-in-law and her cousin, right?
Yeah, in the same section with you guys.
Yeah, Mike was about three rows back on our left-hand side.
Yeah, well, let's talk about how Mike came about getting his ticket sold. You want to tell us about that, Mike?
Well, we were walking. What we did, we grabbed our recording equipment, and we started walking down Media Row, where all the radio stations had their booths set up. And we saw 96.1,
yeah.
And then we saw Q100.
Q100.
Yep.
Yeah, and Q100 had a contest going on of who can sing Lenny Kravitz songs, Aerosmith songs. And if you're good enough, we're going to give you two tickets to see the show.
Well, I don't know about good enough. I don't think you had to be that good.
And we found out later you didn't have to be good at all.
No,
you just had to basically get up there, judging by what we heard. You didn't even have to know English.
No,
you
didn't.
What I did, I kind of made a mistake at first because I was doing a podcast. I was recording, and you'll hear this in a second.
Yep.
and I walked right up to their microphone at the radio station, and I started announcing about ConcertBlast.com.
You sure did. And next thing you know, the guys were starting to walk away from you, and they weren't talking to you anymore.
Yeah.
I noticed that guy was giving you a rather peculiar look.
Yeah.
It's like you were trying to steal his thunder on his airtime, and that didn't work for him too well.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I was forgiven later after I talked to him. I said, you know, you're letting all these people sing, and you told me I could sing. He said, all right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can sing one of these songs. And he said, Jaded, Janie's Got a Gun, Sweet Emotion, or Mama Ken. Well, one of the guys in the crowd that we were interviewing, you'll hear him in a minute, he's saying, you got to get up there and sing Mama Ken. I'm going, you know, I don't know the words. He says, none of these guys know the words of these
songs.
No,
they didn't.
But after I sang that one line to him, he goes, oh, you got to get up there. And he got him and his friends. And I think the crowd actually pressured the radio station because they said, we're waiting on him to sing.
There were some people sticking around.
Yeah, so they got to see me sing. And you'll see a picture on the website on what?
ConcertBlast.com. That's right.
And you'll see me. They had a microphone stand there with the Steven Tyler scarf hanging off of it. I grabbed the microphone stand like I was Steven himself and started moving around.
Yeah, me and Brian missed that because we were out looking for tickets for Mike and when all this happened. So, but
here's us talking to a few people about it.
Yeah, we're standing in Atlanta, Georgia, looking at the Phillips Arena. What's going on in the Phillips Arena tonight?
Oh, we just got this small little concert with somebody called Lenny Kravitz and Aerosmith.
Hey, let's go to the media area. That was this way, right? Where all the radio stations were?
I believe so.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk around, maybe talk to some people. And Brian and Tom have tickets already. I am trying to find one.
No.
So let's go on the roadside so I can try to bum me one ticket to get in to. So we're going to do a concert review tonight, right?
And
where's your pad, Brian?
Pad and pencil, Brian.
I already printed it out. I know what they're going to play.
We did get on the internet to see the Aerosmith set list that they've done in the last couple of weeks, and it's pretty much the same with a few changes. So usually what we do is bring a pad and write down every song.
But somebody forgot to bring it with them. I'm not talking about Tom or Mike, but I wonder who else that could be.
The pencil and pad keeper of the team here.
The only one who normally remembers to bring that part of the stuff. You know.
Anyway, we're walking down to Media Row here. We're going down to Phillips Arena and walking down to Media Row. It's pretty early. It's not the doors aren't open yet.
Come on, you radio station.
Off right now. Hey, what's your name?
Yeah. I'm Johnson Clifford, sir.
Where Who?
Man. I'm originally from Jersey, but I live here in Atlanta.
Are you?
All right.
Yes.
You an Aerosmith fan?
That is so true.
Are you?
That is correct.
Who do you like better, Aerosmith or Lenny Kravitz?
Well, I'm an Aerosmith man. I'm not discriminating or anything.
I believe you are.
Lennox is cool, but I love Smith, Aerosmith. They're the ones.
You're the man, Cliff Johnson. Cliff Johnson, everybody. Hey, we're going down to Media Row here after we left Cliff Johnson from Jersey. And we see Atlanta Dave FM here.
That's right, baby.
Tell me about Atlanta Dave FM. Are y'all just setting up a booth?
I think we're setting it down.
Y'all shutting down the booth?
Shutting down the booth?
Yeah.
No, we're just setting it up.
You're setting it up? What's going to go on in here?
We're going to give away some Jamie Cullum tickets. Well, not tonight. We're going to register to give away Jamie Cullum tickets, and we're going to have a good time and talk to folks.
What's your name?
Lauren.
From?
Atlanta.
And your name is?
I'm Charlie.
From?
Atlanta.
Ah, so you work for Dave FM?
I do indeed.
How about that?
You on the air?
No, we won't be tonight.
Do you ever get on the air?
Do I? No. We're the promotions team.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're promotions team too, our podcast.
Yeah.
All right, we're looking for one ticket. If you got one ticket around, let me know. I'm trying to get in. We're going to do a review of the show.
Okay.
They said we are a week late of getting our press. Thank you. 96 Rock.
That's what we're talking about.
Wow. Ain't got the radio station going on around the speakers here. Where's the Sidebar Lounge?
Sidebar. It's over off of Poplar Street.
How far?
Here by Tabernacle. It's probably a mile at the most. It's over by Centennial Park. It's going to be on your right-hand side. No, you can walk from here.
How time I get over there, that'd be quit, though.
No, they're on until 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right. When are they going to give away the tickets?
They said they're going to start at 6, giving away tickets.
Starting at 6. How you doing, sir? Uh-oh. There's trouble here tonight. Georgia State Patrol here.
That's right. Time to get in trouble.
Be careful now, Tom.
That's right.
What's your name, sir?
Can't.
He says, his name is I Can't. Thank you, sir.
That's unusual.
Oh, I heard a contest. I got to get myself a ticket.
He's going to sing an Aerosmith song.
Here we go. We got competition going on around here.
I'm giving away thrash certificates, some hearts, some gift certificates, and a lot more. So no one's going to be a loser.
Nobody's going to be a loser.
So, again, my name is Chris. And I'm
hey, Chris. Steven left something out here.
Yeah, Steven.
Over there.
Yeah.
So, a couple of moments, just come over here and hang with us, all right?
All right, what you got to do to win?
What do you got to do?
Yeah.
That mic right there.
What about it?
You're going to have to be singing some Aerosmith songs, some Lenny Kravitz songs.
How many?
Probably about 3 or 4.
You give me a ticket to get in?
Yes, sir.
You will?
If you're the good, yeah, if you're the best out of everybody, you do well.
Within the next 10 minutes?
Within the next 10 minutes.
Are you probably get over here by the microphone?
Check, check, too. See?
Hey, everybody. Tell me to come out here and take care of things. I am also on our podcast here tonight. And so if everybody would log on to
Q100.
There it is. There it is.
Have a contest to give out tickets to this show.
You just got blocked out. Yeah.
You got to wait.
All right. How long got to wait?
About 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes, you'll see me perform here.
10 minutes, okay.
And when you see me perform, I'll win. If it's up to them.
10 minutes live. Trust me. It's up to, if he does a good job with the Aerosmith and Lenny Kravitz songs, whichever one he chooses, okay?
Maybe Aerosmith. Everybody log on to concertblast.com. All right, I got to make a fool of myself.
Podcast?
Yeah.
For iTunes, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I have an iPod, so that's what.
All right, log on. Hey, did you get a card?
No, I didn't.
We'll get you a card here.
Okay.
He's giving them out cards. Hey, what's your name, sir?
Josh.
Josh from where?
Canton, Georgia.
Canton. Oh, Canton, Georgia.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're a big Aerosmith fan.
Pretty big, not big as her, though.
Oh, you're the Aerosmith fan.
Yes.
And your name is?
Stephanie. From Canton.
So, are y'all married?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I got to be careful when I say that. Because the girl always says, no, he never asked. And the guy says, you got to be kidding. How long you been an Aerosmith fan?
Since I was like 11 or 12.
So you know all their songs?
Oh, well, I don't know if I get that far, but a lot.
I need everybody over here. This is going to be fun tonight, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be fun tonight? Yeah. How about y'all? Come on, guys.
All right.
Hey, what's your name?
Tim.
Tim from?
Commerce.
Commerce, Georgia.
And yours?
Amy from Commerce, Georgia.
Okay. Now, are y'all together?
Yes.
And you together?
Yeah,
okay. y'all married then?
50 years.
How many?
50.
She says 50 years.
Let's
see.
18.
18 years? Okay. Now, how long you been an Aerosmith fan?
Since 72.
Whoa. So, before they were together, you knew we were an Aerosmith fan.
Yes.
So, you're familiar with all their old stuff as well as all their new stuff?
Yes.
Okay, which song do you like to sing?
I can't sing, but I like them all.
All right, then you got to yell for me when I got to sing.
Oh, I'll sing.
I need one ticket to get in tonight, and they're saying I can get it if I can sing good enough.
How about Mama Ken?
That's what I'm planning on doing.
Are you?
If you tip of the words.
It ain't it's a little like a gypsy. That's what I'm going to do. All right, we'll try. All right, we'll try that. We'll try Mama Ken. I like Mama Ken.
I see you crying. You don't know that one, do you?
Well, that's a tough one to sing, though. I'm pretty hoarse. We interviewed Derek Sanholmes, formerly with the Ted Nugent Band, last night. And, man, I am so hoarse. And we had a blast with him last night. Hopefully he'll be here tonight. Because he and Brad Whifford was in a band together.
Well, I didn't know that.
The Whifford St. Holmes band. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
During the Aerosmith drug problem days. You know when they broke up for a short time?
That was around Permanent Vacation time.
Right before all that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's going to be fun. You're going to have fun tonight?
I hope so.
Good seats?
I hope so.
What section are you in? We got section 110. Yeah, you are right. You're at the end.
You're
at the end of the arena on the bottom. So you're not in the nosebleed or anything. Hey, where y'all going? Hey, come back here. Hey. Okay, what's your name?
Farrah.
From?
Dallas, Georgia.
Okay, and your name?
I'm K-State from Dallas.
Hey, they're going to make me sing in about 5 minutes. Y'all got to cheer me on, okay? Oh, yeah, you got to get me sing. Am I ready yet?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready yet. Hey, tell me I have to sing Mama Ken.
Do you know it?
Somebody must. You remember that.
No, I said, all right, I'll sing as long as you tell me the words.
I was going to say, do you know
it? Uh-oh, I got competition. Y'all can't let the competition beat me. Y'all got me down now, right?
Gotcha.
I don't want somebody to steal my ticket.
You need to go talk to this guy. Forget this other guy. No. That guy right there is who you need to talk to.
Okay. What's what I got to do here?
So you gave him a gamer
ticket. He gave him a ticket.
To tonight's show, people. And all you have to do is sing.
I'm right here.
Give that man a round of applause.
I'm right here.
100, man, all the way.
All right, just a couple minutes.
200 bucks!
Get one up.
What kind of ticket you giving away?
Just, I'm not sure what type of area.
Section.
Just.
Hey, is that easy?
I'm ready.
I know. We have some Aerosmith songs coming up.
Okay.
Anybody else? Lenny? Anybody want to impersonate Lenny?
All right. John, is it?
Hey.
John, is it?
John's a diner.
John. All right, what do you got here? 410.
I got some nosebleed
shit. He got some nosebleed bleeds.
Hey, you paid for it, though.
That's right. You got them free, though, right, buddy?
Yeah, I guess.
You get inside the doors.
Yeah, that's right. Sell them, buy some beer.
You're in the building.
Sell them. Y'all want to buy them?
If they were 110, maybe. But, do what?
Should we have one 10? One, we can,
yeah, there you go.
Show them out better.
You had tickets already?
These are going to be better tickets.
Oh. I need one ticket to get in the door. One ticket. I'm trying to go without singing, though.
No, we want to hear it. That's what
we gotta hear.
Well, he won't. He, what you got?
I want to sing in Portuguese.
What?
I want to sing in Portuguese. Can I do? You give me two ticket. First, sing some song in Portuguese.
He thinks he can go with
them. I want to sing in my language.
Yeah. You have to talk to those guys. I'm not with them. Yeah.
Put any song up there, man.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. You can tell they were starting to have some fun, couldn't you?
They were really friendly, weren't they? And they're from all over.
Oh, yeah. Remember the
man?
George from Madrid. Mike thought he had his tickets, and it didn't quite happen.
Yeah, let's talk about that. George went up there, and he sang a Lenny Kravitz song, American Woman.
Yes.
Is that what he's saying?
It's about all he can say.
Yeah, and they gave him two tickets for trying to sing, and it was very hard for him to even speak English, but it was funny
yes.
that he was up there trying to sing American Woman, Lenny Kravitz. And he won two tickets, and he looked at me, and he goes, you want one? And he gave me a ticket. Well, later he came back, and he says, I need my ticket back. And I said, why's that, George? He says, because my friend's coming, and I didn't know he could come. I said, oh, okay, George, here you go. And I gave him a ticket back, and I had to go earn my own ticket. So that's how that went.
Yep.
All right, well, just stepped up right into the podium is a...
Actually, I don't think they want me up there singing.
He's going to impersonate an American.
You look like somebody standing around with a microphone. They might be able
minute,
to sing.
Okay.
I'll give it up for him.
Yeah.
Are you nervous? Well, here you go. Two tickets for tonight's concert. You're very welcome.
Very good.
And more round of applause.
I just need one because...
Bless you.
Just come right up.
Yeah, lots more tickets.
It's so nice. Hang on. He sang Lenny Kravitz, American Woman, just for me to get into this show tonight, right?
Right.
Thanks
for showing up.
And what's your name?
George.
George from?
From Spain.
From Spain?
Madrid, Spain.
Madrid?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing in Atlanta?
I just came from to visit some friends and
all right, Tim.
I came to the concert because I love Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
And Aerosmith also.
And Lenny Kravitz and Aerosmith also. He loves them. He's from Spain.
Wow.
He's here visiting
Madrid,
friends.
Spain.
Welcome to America. Welcome. I'll see you inside, George. Well, I saw you over here enjoying the singing here, right?
Yes.
What's your name?
Penny.
Penny what?
Penny Payne.
From?
Rome, Georgia.
And your name?
Jesse Hicks.
From?
Rome, Georgia.
Okay. Y'all big Aerosmith fans or Lenny Kravitz fans?
Which one? Aerosmith all the way.
Aerosmith all the way.
Yes.
You too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy Eat World,
thank
I see.
You.
You got a Jimmy Eat World t-shirt on.
I don't have my glasses on. Card like that. Right?
But she was in here. She was digging everybody singing, no matter how good or bad it was. She was just digging it. I love that.
I'll get up there and do Aerosmith.
You going to get up there and do Aerosmith? Because I was too.
We'll take a picture of that too.
We will take a picture of you singing then.
That's right.
Are you, have you told them yet?
It's been song.
No, don't tell them yet. I don't know. I'm just going to get my nerve up. Are they not going to sing Aerosmith?
I don't know.
Tell them we've been waiting back here to sing Aerosmith.
Y'all gonna sing?
Yeah. No.
I got tickets.
Thank you anyway. The what?
The other ticket.
Yeah.
Because my friend is coming.
Oh, you need it back?
Uh-huh. He's coming. He's on his way.
Oh, he's gonna get way. Get
yeah.
Here.
Yes.
Okay, George. There you go, George. Thank you, though, anyway. Thank you for
that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Chris, radio station.
Enjoy America while you're here.
You guys are ready?
I lost my ticket.
You did not.
He wanted it back. Friends coming to come down here.
You're kidding.
Okay, guys, so with no further ado, we're going to give ourselves interpretation of what we saw down in Atlanta at Phillips Arena, the Lenny Kravitz Show.
I tell you what, man, the crowd was really excited when he came out. It was really loud.
Yeah, I mean, loud crowd.
I was surprised on how many Lenny Kravitz fans were there because they really, really greeted him with a great ovation. Everybody stood up, and boy, look out. I mean, it was really loud.
Did he have a kicking band or what? I mean, that was some kind of band, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Huge, too. There's a lot of people in it. A
lot of people in there, man, and they were tight. And I tell you what, that drummer, I mean, tell you what, is a woman drummer. And, buddy, she had a hard time trying to keep from not hitting them drums so hard. She was so excited.
Yeah.
I was getting tired of watching her play, man. She was just banging away on the thing. She is phenomenal.
She was great.
She's been with them for quite some time.
Yeah.
I mean, from any videos I've ever seen from the very beginning of everything.
Absolutely.
And the lead guitarist was Craig.
Oh, no, he's great too, man.
Big, tall, fro out about 3 feet from his head, man.
Yeah, came out with that big old white hat.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah.
He had one of the, he was a heck of a guitar player too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can go toe-to-toe with some of the best out there, I can guarantee that.
Lenny's not bad himself. I mean, Lenny, what a showman.
Man, he's a very good entertainer.
Is he limber or what?
Man, he's limber. I mean, he got out there. I mean, they had the stage spread on out to the sides there, and he'd get up there and jump around and, you know, are you with me now? I mean, he'd get into everybody singing. He'd tell, hey, guys, let's hear you sing. You know, we're going to get you to sing this part. You know, he just really got into it.
We didn't actually take notes on Lenny Kravitz, but we went over it this morning together, and we think we got the set list set out.
Yeah, but all you Lenny Kravitz fans out there, if we get it wrong and you were down at an Atlanta show, please let us know so we can update it and make any minor corrections. I thought that Lenny Kravitz stage was pretty good. That logo with the
LK.
The big bright beams. I mean, it had floodlights. You could have seen that thing from a solar space station or something, man.
It was, man. It came on, boy. It lit up the arena, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tom tried to take a couple pictures, and they were so bright, he couldn't even make out the stage.
Yes.
He was trying to take it when the logo was really bright, the big LK up there, and it was so bright, you couldn't even make it out. It looked like a solar flare. It did.
The lights went down, and they had the, it's like a black gospel soundtrack going,
mm-hmm.
And it was pretty neat. Of course, all the radio was saying, Lenny Kravitz is going to be with Aerosmith, the minister of rock and roll.
Yeah.
All the radio stations were saying that down there in Atlanta. Anyway, the lights went down, he came out there and started off with,
Where Are We Running?
Yeah. Where Are We Running, yes.
Yep.
Pretty
going, man.
Yeah, and then the next song went straight into a song called California.
I'm
that song, that female drummer went off.
She did, man. She was banging them drums and woo, look out.
Man, and then what did he call her? It's something like the princess of the drums or something like that.
Something to that effect, man.
Princess of percussion?
Yeah.
Is that something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, she deserves it. She is great. I was really impressed. I don't see anybody keep banging away as hard as she did. She had just a beautiful sense of rhythm. It was great.
Yeah, and then they came on and said, okay, I got a song for you for a couple of these girls down front there. Of course, yeah. You know, the name of the song was Lady.
Yeah, he says, is it all right if I sing to you, darling?
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah. He got those girls all excited, I know.
I sing to you, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, no girl get excited about that one. Okay.
Maybe he turned a little religious on us a little bit with a song called Believe. He said, I feel we must believe in God and we must believe in ourselves. If you want it to go. Hats off to you, Lenny.
Yeah, not some other stuff that's going off around here. So, absolutely. And then he went to a Mama Said.
Yes. Always on the run.
Yeah, boy.
Remember that from the movie Waterboy. My Mama Said.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, buddy. That's exactly right.
My Mama Said. And then he introduced the band. That, I think he took too long introducing the band. He let everybody just go on a little bit long to me.
Yeah, especially
he had a big band, though.
Yeah, especially the last guy. I mean, he went on with this young 19-year-old guy that played the horn. And, I mean, yeah. He probably went on for at least 5 minutes, you know, talking and introducing him, which is okay. But 5 minutes was definitely a little too long.
But he had a very, like Mike said, a very large band. Yeah, I think it was a 7-member band, 2 backup singers, guy on trombone, guy on sax, bass, guitar, drums. Yeah, you had quite a few people up there, so it would take a few minutes.
Yes, they did. It did. Yeah. And then right after that, man, look out. Guess what comes out now? Yeah, buddy, American Woman, man. And the place just erupted, didn't they? American Woman, stay away from me. American Woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging round my door. I don't wanna see your face no more. I got more important things to do. Spend my time going on with you. Now, woman, stay away. Just crazy. I mean, just everybody just went absolutely wild. And, man, he had them all wrapped around his finger then, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Then came the big hit that I like a lot, Fly Away.
Yes, great song.
Yes.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the seas, and all the green. Anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I
good song.
Then he said, this next song is the band's anthem. And he wanted everybody singing, and singing they
sure did.
Sure
did. Absolutely. And he said, don't make me come out there. Don't make me come out there.
Because I'm going to come out there if you don't, man.
He was playing Let Love Rule.
Out there, he did.
And he
did.
Came out. He came out. Went out. I think what he was stage right. Went all the way down the right side, all the way down the front, and he went all the way up the left side.
Yeah,
of Phillips Arena.
Yeah, circled the whole floor.
Yeah. First thing, me and Brian thought, boy, you know what? That's a job for those security guys.
Yeah, we Tom and I were looking. Whoa. At each other. I said, I had to be a security man right there. Yeah. I just hate that.
Yeah.
Because there's several people trying to grab him as he went along. But luckily he made his way through.
He went off stage and then
he didn't stay off stage very long.
Well, no, he didn't. I guess he ran out of time because he went around the corner. It wasn't probably 10 seconds. There he is.
And he said, we'll do one more.
Yep, we'll do one more for you guys.
And it's my favorite Lenny Kravitz song.
Oh, I think so too. No doubt about it.
Which we should have put on our Best Riffs show.
Yes.
Yeah, we totally forgot about it.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
I'm going to go my way.
Boy, everybody started singing that song, didn't they?
Oh, that wasn't that a kicking song? Oh, man,
that was a great song
to
end with.
That is so much better live than it is just on the record.
Yeah, he could play that guitar too, could he, man?
Oh, yeah, that's when Lenny he got to show off a little bit during that one, didn't he, Mike?
I tell you what, he was a great performer. The way how limber he is with his neck and his back, and he's just
he shakes it
back
around
and forth. I tell you what, I was very impressed, and I'd like to go see him headline sometime.
Oh, yeah, he was dancing around. I told Mike and Tom, he reminded me kind of like of a 60s dancer on some sort of wild psychedelic thing going on, man, the way he bebopped around the stage. But his dancing was wild.
Yeah, you could tell he really was having fun himself, too.
One thing we got out of that is it's time to go buy some Lenny Kravitz material.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because we've all heard it. We just have not purchased any, and we're going to go out and do that here pretty soon.
He's got a lot of CDs. I like a few songs off here, a few songs off there, but he's got the greatest hits out. It's just superb.
Yeah, why not?
And I'm going to grab that. And the new one, what he played off the new one, is just gorgeous.
And his new CD is Baptism.
Yes.
All right. But anyway, we thank you for listening to Concert Blast. Guys, remember to get on ConcertBlast.com. On the right-hand side, there's our vote link. You can vote for us through Podcast Alley. There's also what we call our Frapper map, Frapper.com map, and just click on there so we can see where you're listening to us from. And we got people from all over. But we need some more listeners to show us where you're listening to us from.
Tell us all about who you are, where you're from, and well, anytime we go over, we can get your name
and leave a message for us.
Yeah, like we're going to come visit you or anything that.
Well, we're just hoping to see a lot more Georgia stickers on there here in little pinpoints in a week or so.
That's exactly right. We've met a lot of great people.
We've been reading a lot of emails. As a matter of fact, Tom and I were at the hotel reading one yesterday from a guy from Illinois. Thank you, Jim, for sending that in. That was a really nice
great
comment.
To hear from you.
Yes, listen to us some more. And we're going over 30 podcast now. So thank you for just putting up with us for 8 months now?
8 months now. Yep, since May.
Since May.
2005.
Last year.
So we're having a blast.
Oh, absolutely. You can write to all three of us just at ConcertBlast.com, either Mike, Brian, or Tom. On behalf of ConcertBlast.com, this is Brian.
This is Mike.
And this is Tom.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.